Our Around the Home segment today on the Lucy Ann Lance Show. If you have concerns about staying safe and aging with independence in your home, there is a new service that is available and hopefully will be expanded countywide one day. It is the focus of our Around the Home segment with the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor. Pete Nowakowski is back with us, Marketing Director. Great to have you here.
Thanks very much.
And also with us from Ypsilanti Meals on Wheels, we welcome Allison Foreman, the Executive Director. I remember when you announced that you had won this and how excited you were and the services that you were going to be able to implement now because of this great competition that you won.
Yeah, it was very exciting. I don't think nonprofits as a whole, it was like going to the Oscars. There was an event at the Marriott and an announcement and an award and then $500,000 to promote this new program of ours that hopefully will be super innovative and serve a lot of seniors in our community.
Bethany Burge also with us, Director of Clinical Community Services over at Ypsilanti Meals on Wheels. Tell us about this competition, Vital Seniors.
So the Vital Seniors competition is the largest in North America. It was a $2.5 million opportunity to help Washtenaw County aging services providers provide enhanced services to seniors. So for us, this has allowed us to launch our newest program called Community Aging in Place, Advancing Better Living for Elders or Capable. Yes, it is a mouthful. But it allows us to bring together an interdisciplinary team of an occupational therapist, a registered nurse, and a handyman partner to provide home modification services and help older adults age in place.
And right now, Allison, you're rolling this out for your clients through Ypsilanti Meals on Wheels?
Correct. So when we put in a proposal for Capable, we thought it would be easiest to use our own clients. And our seniors are considerably more vulnerable than most of the general senior population. So we really wanted to show how we could move the needle and help our seniors age in place in their home. And we're already there every day, Monday through Saturday, to deliver meals. So we thought it was just a natural progression to now offer these additional services. And by having an occupational therapist and a nurse and a social worker and access to a handy person, we're really making a bigger difference in these seniors' lives to help them stay in their home and in their community.
And what I love is that you're partnering with the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor to create this awareness in the industry as well.
Absolutely. We knew that we were going to need to access a lot of different people with construction backgrounds. And actually, a person that we knew through the Housing Bureau for Seniors suggested that we join BRAG. And so we joined last fall. And so we're hoping to make some great connections. Also, helping folks in that industry understand the needs of seniors who are trying to age at home. Currently, less than 2% of our housing that we have in the market is actually zero barrier. So a lot of us, as we age, I don't know about you, do you have stairs in your house?
No, we built our house specifically, so it is seamless.
You're one of the few, so you're one of the 2%.
Yes.
Good job.
Thank you. But we had a distinct need for that because my fiancé is in a wheelchair, so we had the wider doorways, the seamless pass-throughs. You know, back when he was able to actually move a little bit more, the grab bars, and grab bars aren't just sticking up a grab bar. I mean, there's a science to this. So, Pete, right. This is something I know that your industry is concerned about.
Absolutely. It's been something that builders knew about, you know, for a long time. It was called universal design. There are certified aging in place specialists, which was actually a National Association of Home Builders program. And so that's a CAPS designation, the CAPS. So a lot of our members hold that designation, have undergone special training for those types of things. It can be an architect or a remodeler or builder or other service. But yeah, it incorporates exactly what you're talking about. And a lot of people are looking forward as they, if they are, you know, lucky enough to be in a position to be building their own home and have those customizations. Many people are doing that, you know, of a certain age. But yeah, homes typically are not designed that way. And it does take, of course, you know, from the framing stage, you have to be able to plan for some of those things.
It's hard to get builders, though, to understand how critical this is going to be, especially with our aging population out there. And I know this because of building our house. We had to really push to get what we wanted. Now, we went to a production builder. We didn't have a custom builder, and I understand the constraints there. But I think we need to start thinking more in terms of more ranches being built. It's hard to find a ranch house. But then again, that takes up more land. So I understand the problem with this, but I think it would be really great if builders thought on these lines, because I think it'll pay off in the end.
I think it's safe to say that a lot of builders don't like, in general, a lot of extra mandated things for every single home, because they want to be able to provide affordable housing as well to a variety of clients. However, this is, like I was saying, it's just a big segment of the population that's going to at least need to change homes. Mm-hmm. A lot of people like where they live, and it's an older home, and they can make those changes.
And that's an important thing that an occupational therapist can also assist with, because with these modifications, it's very important that it's customizable and unique to each individual situation. So having the occupational therapist do that environmental assessment and look at, with consideration to that person's functional capabilities, what progression of their disease or function decline that might occur, working with the builders or remodelers, because again, a lot of our homes are already kind of in existence. So even if we build thousands of new homes in Washtenaw County, the likelihood of these people actually being able to leave their homes, will still have a very high population of seniors living in inaccessible housing. So
what's really interesting about this is, and you've seen this in your population, these individuals don't always know where to turn for this information. We live in a county that's rich in information and education, but not everyone understands the help that could be out there for them. And that's part of this new CAPABLE program, Bethany?
Yes, absolutely. So part of our program, because we've also added our social worker, is helping our older adults get connected with resources. So as far as getting access to the occupational therapist and the nurse, in addition to the social worker, we help connect them with resources to think about long-term planning as they age in place.
So this costs nothing extra for your clients at Meals on Wheels?
During this current iteration, with the money that we received from the Ann Arbor Area Community Foundation, it is free. We do want to expand out from here to other folks in the county, and we know there's differences whether you live urban, suburban, or rural. And our hope is, because this is an evidence-based model that was developed by Johns Hopkins University, that eventually someday maybe it could be funded through your insurance, like through United Healthcare or through the Blues. That would be really great, because that would help us with sustainability, but maybe it could be a purchasable service. We know that through this evidence-based program that on average through about $3,000 to $4,000 of spending over the 5 to 6 month intervention, that it actually has gone to save about $30,000 to $40,000 in extra medical costs, because you're preventing that person from falling again in their house or other accessing other health services. So, if we can put a few thousand dollars in and then save that, that'd be great. And plus, I think I know most people do not want to be at the hospital. They'd rather be at home.
So just so our listeners understand, the Vital Seniors, a community innovation competition, Ypsilanti Meals on Wheels was the top winner, getting $500,000. There was $2.5 million total that was given out. So there are three other organizations that also received some money. And this was through Glacier Hills Memorial Fund?
Correct. So Glacier Hills Memorial Fund, when they, about 2 years ago, they established a fund through the Community Foundation. I believe it was when there was the sale of Glacier Hills to Trinity St. Joe's, and they wanted to make a difference in the community for aging and for older adults. And we are the largest growing segment of population in Washtenaw County. So seniors will outpace those under the age of 18 very soon.
And then you developed this CAPABLE program, as you call it, Community Aging in Place Advancing Better Living, or CAPABLE, which is a free program that helps older adults improve home safety and reduce their fall risk for your clients currently. And again, you hope to expand it. How is it different, though, than an individual, either through their Medicare, Medicaid, or any other insurances, to get help of a registered nurse, an occupational therapist, a social worker. Bethany?
So with the CAPABLE program, what makes it different than home care is first we start off with what's most important to them. So our clinicians go into the home without a particular agenda. We help them identify what are their priorities, what barriers exist to their health and their ability to stay at home. And then we work together to figure out an action plan of what they can do and how we can support their efforts to stay safe and also reduce their chance of poor outcomes.
So you wouldn't necessarily get this if you were coming out of the hospital and there's only limited amount of care that can happen?
So maybe in the future, I think this could complement home care in the sense that because it's a different approach, we're there to empower them and help them identify resources so that hopefully, they won't need, ongoing care or intensive hospitalizations. They'll know more things about their condition. They'll know who to call before they're in crisis. They'll be able to use some of the tools and modifications provided to them to help prevent falls and other, poor health behaviors that can lead to, injury or decline.
Right. And it really does happen that way because if you don't set up your home in a certain way, or you don't know how to take your medications correctly, or you're not doing the proper therapies you need to get better, it's just a vicious cycle. And the last thing that these insurance companies and others want to see is you coming back for more care, for needing further hospitalization.
And that's the last thing the senior wants as well.
Well, isn't that the truth? So this is a really critical program. How long is the program for a particular individual?
So the program lasts 5 to 6 months. It depends on the individual's goals. So again, this program is very individualized. They get access to an occupational therapist, a nurse, and a social worker.
It says up to 6 visits from the OT, up to 4 visits from the RN, and then access to the social worker. There's also something interesting on here. That's a handy person.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
We're very excited to be able to offer our CAPABLE programs currently in collaboration with the Handyman Connection of Ann Arbor. But we're always trying to figure out what is the best way to help older adults age in place. And so working in collaboration with BRAG and finding out how we can even better educate our home fitters and remodelers and builders can all help our older adults age in place.
So in other words, that handy person, if the social worker has decided that it would be great to have grab bars or some other kind of modification, that person, the handy person, could come in and do that. That's all part of this CAPABLE program.
That is correct. So what we're finding too, though, is just as the older person is aging, their homes are aging as well. So CAPABLE focuses on home modifications that can, again, reduce those incidences of falls or prevent poor health outcomes. But we're always trying to also figure out what other resources exist to help that person maintain their property so that they don't outlive their house,
Right. Basically. And so when we go in there and having access to the social worker, we have found another issue that a lot of seniors have some anxiety and fear over is losing their house to property taxes. So we've worked with the Housing Bureau for Seniors as well, and they can get assistance to see if maybe they qualify for some reductions or through the state emergency fund for property tax assistance. And then, if you're less worried about money, your health can improve too.
Right.
So, and our average client lives on less than $1,100 a month. So even being able to afford $600 to $1,000 to do a modification in your bathroom is like winning the lottery. So if we can provide this under insurance, we're going to help so many seniors to reduce stress and anxiety, which is going to help them improve their health as well.
This is going to be interesting to follow the CAPABLE program and see how it goes, particularly if you're able to roll this out in a larger way throughout the entire county. Tell me about the residents, your clients actually, who have benefited from this. Any stories that you can share with us of how they've been impacted by the new CAPABLE program through Ypsilanti Meals on Wheels?
Well, we've had several individuals who have had recent falls and have been discharged home without support. So Capable has become a stepping stone for them as far as figuring out, okay, you now have experienced a significant change in your function. What can you do to prevent additional barriers or problems, and how can we get additional supports in place? So some of our folks have experienced both emotional and physical changes to their health and themselves, mm-hmm. But through Capable, they are more confident in their ability to navigate the healthcare system, to ask more questions, and they feel supported. Whereas before, I know for a fact, several of them felt they lost their voice. They were getting shuffled and lost through the cracks of the system. So having somebody just walk through, honestly, life with them and know that they've been heard, they know that somebody's checking in, whether that's our client care associates, our drivers, who we definitely use them to empower and encourage them throughout the Capable process as well. But just knowing that they're not forgotten and that they can age with dignity in their home.
Marvelous program. Bethany Burge, Director of Clinical Community Services through Ypsilanti Meals on Wheels, and the Executive Director of Meals on Wheels, Allison Foreman, Pete Nowakowski with the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor. What do you two want to convey to Bragg Ann Arbor and to its membership, which you're now part of, in regards to these issues? To Pete's point, we don't certainly want to put any constraints on builders and telling them how they need to do things. But I think just from a perspective of someone who recently built a house, and I'm a boomer, so you know where I am sitting on this. But I just can't stop thinking about how if all houses were built thinking about these things, you can age in place in your house for a very long time to come. And you don't want to force builders to have to do this, but I think it would be smart if they put these kinds of things into their plans right from the start.
I think you said it pretty well. I think a lot of people get that. And certainly so many of our members do understand that. We live in a community that values health and and aging in place. And I think that there have been a lot of people that have been ahead of that. It's one of those things that, again, it's a huge selling point. Obviously, it's a, great value to be able to have homes that stand the test of time like that, don't need improvements down the line. Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of the remodelers, a lot of the builders do that. It's, it might be just the fact that, like you were saying, even if every new home from today going forward did incorporate some of those things, it would be a positive thing from today going forward, but we still have an enormous, backlog, so to speak, of homes to that there's always going to be work mm-hmm. that does need to be done.
Well, I think the best part is, though, this collaboration that's going on now between your two entities is a great start.
Yeah, and I think it starts with education. Right. So by joining with Bragg, we're educating ourselves too on what's currently out there. And as a nonprofit, we aren't always up on what's new and out there in the industry. But I think education, if you're the expert, letting people know these are things you should be forward thinking. I don't know that millennials are thinking about this stuff, but we need to. Right. Educate ourselves at a younger age about these things, that when we are making any adjustment in our house, think forward, because anyone could suffer a fall
and be
in this situation. Yeah. So how can we think about this where it looks beautiful, the house can still look beautiful, but still have these modifications that supports anyone?
Absolutely. And I'm glad you brought that up, because Ypsilanti Meals on Wheels, you've got clients who maybe they were in the hospital. They could be a young person, but they can't get out now. How are they going to get their meals? They can actually get your services as well, right?
Right.
You don't have to be a certain age.
No, and that's, but it is a little bit unique to, again, Washtenaw County, because mm-hmm. we value health and we value supporting everyone in the community. So for Meals on Wheels across the country, maybe about 15 to 20% of Meals on Wheels across the country serve anyone of any age mm-hmm. if they have a health issue or concern. But that is, still really wonderful, because we live in a great county for that.
Right. Well, and I know you get a lot of support from the community who believe in this and what you're doing. You guys have a big impact, I know, on many, many people out there. And thank goodness for your volunteers, those drivers who are out there in their day-to-day greeting and talking with these individuals and making sure they're okay besides just delivering meals.
And demand is growing. So we currently have a wait list again for service. We hadn't had a wait for service in about 5 years, but the population and the need is growing significantly. You know, the aging population is here. And so we're starting to feel the strain in the aging network, from home delivered meals to any support service for those who need case management support, caregiver support. So we're starting to see a really big rise in caregiver fatigue and need to give caregivers a break to have somebody who can come in and care for their loved ones so that they can, you know, go do something for their mental, you know, well-being so that they can come back and be the best caregiver possible.
Allison, if you had more funds, you could do more services. You wouldn't have such a big wait list.
Correct. Yeah. So it is a money issue too for us. So we are planning to add a fifth route that'll increase our capacity by 20%. But it will probably need to grow probably every other year by 20% for the next probably 5 to 10 years. And so that
that's
also
not a
means
telling sign to builders out there.
Yeah, it's true. It's
of
true.
What's
yeah.
needed in the marketplace.
Yeah. Well, we do have a lot to talk about after the show.
Yeah.
Enlightening, but yeah, lots we can work together.
This is a great partnership. Great talking with all of you today on our Around the Home segment with the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor. Ypsilanti Meals on Wheels piloting this program called Capable, Community Aging in Place, Advancing Better Living for Elders, essentially helping you live well, and we all want to see that. And boy, your clients are lucky, and I can't wait to see if this is able to be rolled out in an even greater landscape. Let's hope so. Thank you.
We hope so too.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Great talking with you. Bethany Burge. Bethany is Director of Clinical Community Services through Ypsilanti Meals on Wheels. Allison Foreman, the Executive Director, and Pete Nowakowski with the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor. Visit BragAnnArbor.com for more information about the builders and the members of their association. And for more information about the Capable program, you can go online to YMOW.org, that's Ypsilanti Meals on Wheels, YMOW.org, or you may call 734-487-9669. That's 487-9669. I'm Lucy Ann Lance, and this is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.